Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. The Shir is the Lui Nishmas, my great uncle, Rabbi Yoi Manuel ben Shalom Hartman, who was Nifter this week. We're holding a Psachim Daf Samech Aleph in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Zayin. We're starting from the end of Daf Samech Amud Beis towards the end of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Ezu Kever Tehoim. We mentioned Kever Tehoim, it's a Kever that we didn't know about. Nobody knew about this kever, and it was found out afterwards. It's considered to be that the person did not become tameh until he found out about it. So what is a kever tohim? What's the definition of kever tohim? Hamei shenikvar bekash ubetefen ubeofor ubetzervis. Meis which is buried in straw, is buried in earth, or in pebbles. Meaning he is covered and nobody could see him. Avanim nikvar bemaim ubeafelo ubenikikasloim. But if he is in the water, or in the dark, or between rocks, but I mean in an opening of the rocks, ain't no it's a kever tohim. That's not kever tohim because there one potentially could see him. Kol shadov. The rule is kol shiat yochol lefanoisoy or it's a kever tohim. If you can remove what's covering it, meaning people don't usually remove it, so you can't see the mace, it's kever tohim. The kol shiat yochol lefanoisoy. One which is easy to get to reach them because he's in open water or in a dark place. Ain't no isa kevatoi. Then it's not kevatoi. So the Gemara of the kashra tevin, straw and hay, ain't a taichol of a noisoi. You're not going to be removing it. The Gemara continues that samachal from Udalif. Mastiza do kebeisi. Our mission is not going like kebeisi. Terebeisi o my tevin ubitloi batel. Beisi holds only tevin that is mevatel it, that he has in mind that he's not going to remove it, it's batel. But stam tevin, a regular hay, you see, he will move it. And Rabbi Yossi is talking in Maseches Aholos regarding a house. A house is considered to be an oil, and the tomb of the mace is retaining the house. But if he filled the house with offer, or troyers, or tevin, he filled it up with items, so then there's no space over here, and it's considered to be sus, so it's considered to be closed. So says Rabbi Yossi, only use mivatel the tevin, so then it's considered mivutel to the house. If he's not mivatel it, so we assume he's going to remove the tevin. Now the Gemara is going to come to give an answer, but by quoting a sugya Maseches Eruvin. Maseches Eruvin, you have a sugya, if you have two chatzeros, two different courtyards, and you have a charitz, a ditch between them. So if he filled up the ditch, then these two chatzeros become one, the one big courtyard. If he didn't fill up the ditch, they're separated by the ditch. And it says over there, if he filled up the ditch with tevin, with hay, so then even if bitloy einu mevutol, even if he said, I want a mevatel, it's not considered to be cancelled over there. So lechora, that's a stira, a contradiction, that we're just brought him oilers, the bitloy does work. Says the Gemara, everybody agrees with our Mishnah there in Eruvin. Madomai Abiyasi, the bitloy works, b'shebola b'ofer, when it's mixed with earth. So then if it's mevata, the bitloy works. But when we're talking about there in Maseches Eruvin, we're talking about hay along with no mixture of earth, and therefore their bitloy does not work. And the Gemara continues to explain, Yesh tevin shuka ofar, v'yesh ofar shuka tevin. Sometimes you treat hay like earth, sometimes you treat earth like hay. Tevin shein ata tzidl v'noisoy, the tevin you're not going to move, harayu ka ofar, then it's like earth, and it's bottom. Ofar shata tzidl v'noisoy, everything you will be moving, harayu ka tevin as it is like hay. And it really depends on his das, and this is the sheet of Abesi. The tevin stam, you're going to move it unless he's mevatel it. And offers time, you're not going to move it unless he says he wants to move it. So the Beisavyanai said, you have the ditch, which has the hay in it, and he covered it with mats, so then it's bottle. So the Gemara, how does that make sense? He's a chomi, come see. If the whole ditch is filled with mats, it's not bottle. Because he definitely not mevatel it to the ditch, he's going to remove it later. But if it's covered, if it's filled with hay, and it covers with a mat, then it is bottle. Continues the Gemara, it says, Milo chariois tzricho. If he filled it up with a piece of wood from the palm tree, so then we're not sure if it's bottle or not. Even if he puts saliva into the ditch, even though he cannot really walk in it, it's still, he's mevatel in it, and it cancels out the ditch. So all this was the quote from the Gemara. Now we're going back to our sugya. Ezu kever tohim kol shein adam zoicha. What's kever tohim? Nobody remembers it. Nobody knows what kever tohim is. Says the Gemara. V'chash loyim Hashem ha'echad b'soif ha'olam yudea. Maybe there's somebody somewhere else in the world who knows about it, which is indicated if this person is dead, is buried over here. Someone buried him, If the person preserved Barony, maybe that person knows that this mace is here. How you want to tell me maybe he died? We assume the people are alive. So why are you saying it's Kever Tehoim? He found the mace, Merusok, which means crushed, and we assume that probably something fell on him and killed him. So nobody actually buried him. This concept of Kever Tehoim, that we say that Tzitz is Miratzik, and you can throw the blood, it's only by mace, Tumas mace. Other Tumas, we don't say that. You want to tell me if you became Tomei, but Tumas Nevelo, we don't say that. Kavachoymer. We should have a Kavachoymer tell me that Nevelo also, you should have a concept of Tumas Atoim. We're going to use here the gears of Reb Chaim. Maim Amei Shemetam Oil. Amei is caused Tumas Oil. Or you say Kevrat Oim, as the Din of Kevrat Oim, Nevelo, Sheino Metam Oil, Eino Din Shitasa Kevrat Oim, of course, do Kevrat Oim. Meaning, Gemara says you're correct. Regarding Tumas Nevelo, you also have Dinam Tumas Atoim. But what we're coming to exclude is Tumas Zav. Tumas Zav that causes Tumas Mishka Vumayshav, meaning it causes Tumo, for if the Zav sits at something or lays down on something, that Tumo, we don't have Din Tumas Atoim by Tumas Zav. So we learned over there, Sechet Zvochim, Kol HaZvochim, Shekibel Domon, if the blood was received in the Mazrik by either a Zar, meaning not a Kohen, or an Oinin, the Kohen who has someone in his family that died that day, or someone whose tummy went to the mikvah, but he did not wait for the evening to have Arev Shemesh, to have the Shkia. Mechusav Godim doesn't wear, is not wearing the big dikuno. Mechusav Kippurim, he went to the mikvah, he waited for the night, but he still needs to bring Kerbonis, like a Metzoyo, still has to bring Kerbonis to be Metai. Veshaloi Rochut Yodam Raglaim, he did not wash his hands, his legs, meaning the crane did not wash his hands, his legs, as he's supposed to. Orel, or he's an Orel, didn't have a Bismillah. Tome, he's completely Tome. We'll see in a moment why we mention all these different levels of Tumah. Yoishem, he's sitting and not standing to do the Avodah. Or Oymed Al-Gabei Kelim, he's standing on top of vessels, not on the floor. Or Al-Gabei Behemoth, standing on an animal. Or Al-Gabei Chaver, standing on his friend. In all these cases, is Pasul, the Korban becomes Pasul. The Ramayi, the Chachomim from the Dorm, from the south, Amri, they said, we have some Chavon Beis, Betome, Tuma Ziva, Betuma Tzaraz, Anan Kaimin. When we say that a Kohen whose Tomei is poisel of the carbon is only Tomei Tumas Ziva or Tumas Saras. But if he's a Tomei Tumas Meis, so then he does not make the carbon poisel. Avil Tomei Meis ain't no Mechal. Machar Shehutor Mechal Tumo L'Ravim Pesach. Because we do find a place where Tumas Meis is fine. We heard Korban Pesach. When the Tzibor is Tomei, we do it Tumei B'Tzibor. So we find that Tumas Meis is okay in some cases. So he may be the Yevit is not going to be poisel any carbon. Says the Gemara, "Meisim Shimon Lakish Drumoi." So Shimon Lakish asked the question to Drumoi, "Ma'im Abayilim Shifita Koyicho B'Shar Kol Tumas Shabashonu?" The owner, that if he's tome during the year, it's not a problem because a tome can be mishaleach karbonos. He can send his carbon. But Urasa Koyicho B'Tumei Meis V'Pesach. You said he still said that in Pesach, if he's tome meis, he can bring the carbon. Oived, which means the Kohen. He cannot be Tomei during the year. So if a Kohen is Tomei, it should disqualify the Kohen Pesach. Meaning referring to when it's a Tumas Yachid, when you have a Tumah of an individual, it's not a Tzibur. One Kohen is Tomei, he's going to ruin the Kohen Pesach. And you learn from here to all the other Kabbanis, because that's what the Ramoy want to say. They want to say that if the Kohen is Tomei Tumas Meis, it's fine, the Kohen is not possible because we find the Tumas Meis is okay by Tzibur. So it comes with Shlokish, it says, in Pesach itself, it should be Mitame, because we're learning from the Bailin, from the owner. We learned from Rebbe in the Mishnah, Hatzitz Miratzel Tumas Dam, and Hatzitz Miratzel Tumas Aguf. The Tzitz does read to you if the blood became Tomei, not if the Guf became Tomei, not if the Kohen became Tomei. So clearly, Nag Drumoi that says that if the Kohen became Tomei, it's not person of the carbon. Maybe you'll tell me the Mishnah is Betome Tumas Ziva and Tumas Tzaras on the Kaimin. Maybe we talk about that's Tumas Ziva and Tzaras as the Ramoy say, but Tumas Meis and Chanami that it will be a kosher b'dievet. So, well, Leis Yochel, you can't say that. The Tanini Betame Tumas Atehoim, Matiz Miratze. Because the Hemshach of our Mishnah says, if the Tumas is Tumas Atehoim, so it is Miratze. Tumas Atehoim is only by Meis, as we said before. So at Koch, we talk about Meis. Only when it's Tumas HaToyim, that nobody knows, that it's Miratze. Masha, if it's not Tumas HaToyim, regular Tumas Meis, there's no Ritzui. And the Korban will be possible, not like Drumoi. So how Jumoy will explain our Mishnah? Pachin lei bebailim. Talk about the owner. When our Mishnah says it's not mechapet, it's not miratze, on tumas aguf, it's not referring to the kohen. If the kohen is tame, it will be okay. Talk about that the owner is tame. Then the tzit is not miratze. So the Gemara about tanina nozir, what about a nozir? It says that by a nozir, the tzit is not miratze and tumas aguf. By nozir has to be, they're talking about the kohen, not about the owner. Because by a nozir, when he's tame, it doesn't mean karbonis. It brings karbonis only when he stops being tame. So we're not talking about a nozir who's tame. So we're talking about the kohen who's tame. So the same way that part of the Mishnah is talking about the kohen's tummy, so also the first part of the Mishnah is talking about kohen's tummy. So the Gemara Pachula be Oivdim. No, that really is talking about Oivdim by the Koyani, by a nozir. But by the maze, talk about the owner. Two different parts of the Mishnah talk about two different cases. Argues on Drumoy, the one who's asking the question, he will explain our Mishnah that we talk when it says Tumas Aguf refers to the owner and to the kohen as well. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, he's a kalvachomer sheish lo tshuva. The kalvachomer, the Rish Lakish, questioned Jeremiah, and he said, if the owner, that usually the tumah does not bother as it bothers him in Pesach, so a kohen, the usually tumah is a problem, of course should be a problem in Pesach. Says that kalvachomer, you have an answer on. Din yachlin meim arlei, they could tell him, leim amar to rebailim shuras a kohen bezokan mechoyle. Don't be a riot from the owner, because by the owner, if he's old or sick, he can't bring a kohen Pesach. Torah be'oivid, tell me by a kohen, shifisa koicha bezokan mechoyle, by a kohen who's sick or is old, he could still do avoido. The kavachomer sheyesh lo tshuva, but the kavachomer. If you have a kavachomer, you want to say this is more lenient than the other, and I can show you no. On another hand, the other one is more lenient than the first. It's not a kavachomer. It's not no question of kavachomer you have over here. The Gemara brings another question on Shlokish. Rav Chanan is kavachomer sheyesh lo tshuva. I can ask a kavachomer another question. Din yachli memer lei the drumoy ketel Shlokish. By the owner, if his slaves or his children don't have a bismillah, he cannot bring korban pesach. Tell me by a kohen shein milas chor v'avodah me'akim oisur. By a kohen, if he has a slave who doesn't have bismillah, doesn't bother him to bring the to do the avodah. The kol kavuchemer sheyesh lo tshuva, but the kavuchemer again. Once I can show you something where the kohen is more lenient than the owner, so the kavuchemer is canceled. Where it says, he questioned according to Ramano on Drumoy, a similar question to Rish Lakish. He says, if you would say that individual in Pesach learns from a tzibur, the same with the tzibur that was Tomei Tumas Meis, so you could bring the Koran Pesach, so also the Yochid, if he was Tomei, but the end of the Koran Pesach will be kosher. So then, a Koyin during the year can also learn from the tzibur and say the same with the tzibur is kosher if the Tomei. So a kohen b'diyah will be kosher if he was tameh. But the individual kohen Pesach doesn't learn from the tzibur, so how can a kohen during the year learn from the tzibur, which really it's the same question of Rish Lakish, in other words. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Pesachim, Daf Samech Aleph.